The Gator softball season is about to begin, and here to talk about it is the Gator head coach, Tim Walton. Tim, thank you for doing this, as always. Another year, another excitement, a lot of youth on the team, but some veterans too. Assess your team. What do you like about it?
Yeah, no, I think you hit it right on the head. We have the youngest pitching staff that I've ever had, and the youngest pitching staff probably in the country. But we blend that with, you know, some veterans. You know, we've got Skylar Wallace, Bailey Goddard, Kendra Falby, Katie Kistler, Emily Wilkie, and Avery Gels. They've all done it. They're all seniors. Kendra's a junior, but played every inning of every game for 3 years. At the end of the day, you've got some really exciting times, some growing pains, but some pretty fun players to watch. I think that's the one thing about our team I like, is that they all work really hard. They push each other. They care for one another. They root for each other. And you can clearly see that on the field and practice in games that we've got a chance to play in the fall, that shoulder to shoulder, they just work hard and get after it together.
When you have young pitchers in the circle, they're going to have, you know, ups and downs probably, but in terms of your entire staff, assess that.
Just, you don't have to be perfect, and being perfect doesn't mean we don't expect you to, you know, give perfect effort and work really hard, but our offense is really good. Our defense is it's been good. We didn't have a great practice last night, so it's hard for me to say our defense is really amazing. But we have really good athletes. We have really good players. The goal is keep the ball in the ballpark. Keep the ball in the ballpark. Limit our mental mistakes, and just know you don't have to be perfect to get a W. And I think we have that blend. Again, some leadership. Reagan Walsh is, you know, she's going to be a middle of our lineup hitter for us again. And we've got some pretty good hitters that I think can help you know that you can give up two runs in the first and we can still win 4-2, 6-2, 8-2. I mean, we got some hitters that can really do it.
From an offensive standpoint, lineup wise, are you pretty set? You kind of know who your folks are going to be?
This one's 15 deep. We've got probably three that'll see a little less at bats than the other 12. But Ava Brown is a freshman. She's the reigning Gatorade National Player of the Year in softball. Comes from Houston, from Magnolia, Texas. When she pitches, she hits. And so it allows us to get better on defense, too, by putting somebody in there that maybe doesn't have to hit or can run the bases for her. So there's the extra, at bats or the extra batter. And not sacrifice any defense as well. So we're pretty well set, I think, for the most part with our first four, five, and six batters. We'll toy with Bailey Goddard in the middle of the lineup, Bailey Goddard at the top of the lineup in the two hole sum. But I think for the most part, you're going to see a lot of hitters hit. My conversation is, just don't give me a reason to take you out. It is what it is.
Yeah.
We've moved a couple kids around pretty significantly because, you've coached a million years too, just like I have. If you hit, we've got to find a place to play you. And so make it hard on me to find a place to play you because you're swinging the bat so well.
You know, one of the things that's great about this program is your success in it. You've coached here a long time. What continues to drive you? What continues to make you coach and do what you do?
I always equate training and potential, like a sponge. How much can we just soak up, and then how much can you get out of that sponge every single day? And so for me, the training is what drives me, is finding a way to get the most out of my athletes and help them reach their potential and help them reach their goals.
As a coach, and your players are involved in that too, how has NIL changed things, and what are you doing to, stay with it?
Number one piece on the NIL front is that, you can easily say, well, I don't like it. Well, I'm a coach, and I'm a player's coach. So I'm going to have to deal with it in a proactive way, because I recruit young people to come to my program, and I want to help them reach their full potential on and off the field. So even though I don't maybe like the formula of NIL, because we'll be honest with you, in 50 states and 379 athletic programs, the interpretations of NIL are just, it's hard to understand exactly what black and white looks like, because there is no black and white. So for me, I'm proactive. I want to do everything I can to help my players reach their full market value, reach their full potential, and help them get what they want. If they want to be, you know, an entrepreneur, let's help them grow their brand. If they want to be just a softball player, well, let's help them grow their brand in that way too. And so it's really all about education. It's all about you know, delivering things. And getting, you know, the University of Florida is a great place to work. It's a great place for resources for our young people. And now we just have something else that's been added to the plate that eventually, we're not right now currently, but eventually we will be really good at providing another resource to our athletes. And I think we at this institution do such a great job on the education front. We educate, here's the rules. And here's how we're going to win, because that's what we do. We win championships at Florida. So here's the rules, and here's how we're going to win. And eventually those rules will probably be cleared, and they'll be a lot cleaner and understand it. But at the end of the day, the NIL has impacted women's sports probably more than men's sports. Because if someone's willing to invest in NIL, you can all of a sudden have your team in the Final Four, you can have your team in the Final Two, you can have your team hoisting a national championship if you are willing to invest a little bit more than most. Yeah, we got it. I mean, it's tough. We opened up with a team we opened up at the College World Series 2 years ago in Oregon State, followed by Michigan, Illinois State, Bethune-Cookman in South Florida. So really, I mean, I'm glad we're playing five games instead of four, because we do have a pretty deep roster, and you know, my goal is to hopefully get as many players in as possible to see what they can do against other teams. And I think the biggest thing that I'm looking forward to is getting our pitchers, our hitters, our catchers, our defenders, our infielders all in the same uniform, all in the same color, all in the same sign system, and being in the dugout cheering and pulling for one another together. Because right now we're orange and blue, and it's, you know, at times orange team wins, at times the blue team wins, and I shake up the rosters and lineups almost every single day, so we don't, you know, get like an A and a B team. But it's difficult when you're talking about team chemistry when you got your team split up like that as long as we do.
All right, Gator softball going to crank up, and we always thank Gator coach Tim Walton. Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Go Gators.